USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Iowa for debates. Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked, "Are you prepared for the insults you will face debating President Trump?"
I am prepared for that. Look, I've been the object of his affection now more than anybody else in this state. I've taken all the hits he can deliver, and I'm getting better in the polls.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is our one shot to defeat Donald Trump, and to do it by such a big margin that we send Trumpism into the dustbin of history, too.
Meantime, President Trump rallied supporters in Milwaukee, which is the site of the Democratic National Convention.
They say, okay, he's building the wall, but Mexico didn't pay. Mexico will pay. And here's the thing. It'll come out. We'll do it sometime during the debate or maybe before our debate, the real debate, that people are going to watch. That people are going to watch because nobody's watching.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The House will vote on Wednesday to send articles of impeachment to the Senate, where the majority leader is getting ready for a trial. Mitch McConnell says, once the articles arrive, this is what will happen.
If that happens, in all likelihood, go through some preliminary steps here this week, which could well include the Chief Justice coming over and swearing in members of the Senate and some other kind of housekeeping measures, which would set us up to begin the actual trial next Tuesday.
He says there will be no decision on whether to allow witness testimony or documents in the trial, even as more Republican senators indicate they would support those additions. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Does Leader McConnell want the truth? Do Senate Republicans want the truth? I'd remind the leader, our request for witnesses and documents is very much in line with the Senate's history.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fox is going back to its roots with the company's first advertiser-supported streaming video service. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Fox television stations are rolling out what's being called Fox Soul, a live streaming channel aimed directly at African-American viewers. It will combine a set of new original programs with existing locally produced Fox shows. With the tagline, "Our voice, our truth," the service promises to feature real and raw discussions focused on topics such as pop culture, politics, as well as personal advice for its black viewers. The service will launch 4 new original daily shows produced in Los Angeles. It will be available free online, offering on-demand access to repeats of recent shows outside of the 6 p.m. to midnight Pacific time block. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One day after he was implicated in a cheating scandal involving his old team, the Houston Astros, the Boston Red Sox fired their manager, Alex Cora. Baseball columnist Bill Madden explains.
This is a modern-day 1919 Black Sox scandal. This is something that goes right to the integrity of the game.
Cora was allegedly involved in using cameras to steal signs for 2 seasons with the Astros, and that Red Sox championship season of 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.